Module 6, Knowledge Management Models. We are delving into the origins and core principles of knowledge management in this module. There are models that have influenced knowledge management greatly over the years, and these are worth understanding. Again, by having more background information on the principles of knowledge management, you will be able to influence those in your organization that may not know the origins and the extent of the history in this discipline. Many times, projects are doomed when the stakeholders do not understand the product. Lack of information when attempting to create change will typically create resistance to the change. Let us increase your knowledge and ability to share it. The Nonaka and Takeuchi Model, SECI. Ikujiro Nonaka and Hirotaka Takeuchi Model of Knowledge Creation describes a spiraling process of tacit knowledge and explicit knowledge. They give an illustration of how knowledge is converted through four patterns. Here are the four patterns. Number 1. Socialization. Tacit knowledge transfers through individual interaction, tacit. The interaction does not have to involve language, it can be observed. Capturing this type of knowledge involves direct interaction with employees. Number 2. Externalization. The first part of this pattern involves tacit knowledge, which is made explicit because of the expression of the knowledge through ideas, images, words, concepts, and visuals to others. The second part is the translation of the knowledge into understandable formats. Number 3. Combination takes explicit knowledge and is communicated systematically. Explicit. There are three basic phases to this pattern. Capturing knowledge from inside and outside the organization and internalizing it. Disseminating the explicit knowledge through networks and systems. Processing the explicit knowledge into a more usable format like documents, plans, and reports. Number 4. Internalization is the individual taking explicit knowledge and internalizing it to become tacit knowledge once again. The SECI model basically takes individual tacit knowledge and evolves it into the explicit knowledge through the four patterns until it then finally reaches the individual again, changing the explicit knowledge back to tacit when the individual learns from it. Wieg model. Carl Wieg focused on 6 strategies to organizational knowledge management process. Number 1. Knowledge management as a business strategy. This places knowledge management as a strategy that spans the entire organization. Number 2. Managing intellectual asset strategy. This is a focus on the existing knowledge that is present within the organization and utilizing them or enhancing them fully. Number 3. Personal knowledge asset responsibility strategy. This is a strategy that supports employees to develop their skills and knowledge, sharing it with others. Number 4. Knowledge creation strategy. Focuses on creating new knowledge through research and development for shaping the future of the organization. Number 5. Knowledge transfer strategy. This is sharing and transferring best practices in support of improving quality and efficiency throughout the organization. Number 6. Customer-focused knowledge strategy. This strategy focuses on understanding customer needs and provides products and services that address those needs. The Wieg model is highly favored because it does address the organization as a whole and includes business areas that are commonly found in most organizations. Kakabatse model. Kakabatse identified 5 models for knowledge management. Number 1. Philosophy-based model focuses on the organization's view or philosophy of knowledge. A company that focuses on the importance of knowledge should ask the following questions. What do we not know that we know? What do we know that we don't know? Number 2. Cognitive model makes knowledge an asset and it should be managed and accounted as a part of normal business. Number 3. Network model. Here, knowledge is seen as requiring collaboration through networks, allowing teams to use the knowledge for the betterment of the organization. Number 4. Community of practice model. Takes knowledge and communicates it in a more relaxed and communal environment, utilizing storytelling or metaphors as the channel. It is meant to break down complex knowledge into a simple format. Number 5. Quantum model. It positions knowledge as scenario-driven instead of fact-driven. This model makes knowledge dynamic and adjustable to the scenario instead of referring to the knowledge as a static fact, leaving little room for innovation. Boisot model. Boisot described a knowledge management model that is 3-dimensional. His information space or I-space philosophy describes 3 axes. Number 1. Uncodified to codified. Number 2. Concrete to abstract. Number 3. Undiffused to diffused. Boisot then describes a social learning cycle that works within the I-space model. This process flows through 6 phases. Number one, scanning involves knowledge obtained from the environment, which is uncodified. Number two, codification. Knowledge is given structure through problems being solved with that knowledge. Number three, abstraction, is when new and codified knowledge is applied to a wide range of scenarios, making this knowledge more abstract in nature. Number four, diffusion, is when knowledge is shared with the population. Number five, absorption, is when the knowledge is applied to many scenarios, which produces new individual learning, which becomes uncodified because it returns to tacit knowledge. Number six, impacting, is when the abstract knowledge is integrated into organizational practices as rules, policies, and procedures. By now, you may feel a bit overwhelmed by this information. Remember, this information was presented so you can have a base knowledge of several of the principles that contributed to knowledge management as we know it today. Do not worry about getting all the details. Case study. Paula marched over to the computer and typed without saying a word. Rhonda quirked up her eyebrow, confusion written on her face. Paula had been told to train Rhonda. Rhonda stood behind Paula and watched her fire away at the keys as she entered all of the necessary information. As if on cue, Paula typed with one hand and jotted down notes with the other. Paula tossed the note over her shoulder to Rhonda, and on it were the step-by-step directions for the new process. Rhonda wanted to thank Paula, but Paula continued working at a feverish pace until the entire information had been loaded. In the blink of an eye, Paula had completed the task and walked away without uttering a word. Rhonda remained confused about Paula's coaching style, but found that she'd learned a lot by watching Paula perform the duties and having ample notes to boot.